Well, it was a result almost no one saw coming. The All Blacks and Lions have drawn their series after a 15-all draw at Eden Park on Saturday night. It was a nail-biting match with a penalty against the Lions for being offside to a scrum being withdrawn in the 79th minute. All Blacks coach Steve Hansard was focusing on the positives.
From a long-term perspective, you know, it's been a good series for us because it's put us under a bit of pressure, some adversity, and we've got to deal with that mentally and as a group.
For Lions coach Warren Gatland, the draw is a bit of a moral victory.
Everyone was talking this a bit about this being a 3-0 whitewash, and this group of players have shown unbelievable character. And, you know, in the face, it's been tough. You know, it's been a tough tour in terms of the effort and the workload on it.
So did the referee make the wrong call? Well, to talk about that and the Lions tour in general, New Zealand Rugby Chief Executive Steve Chu is with me. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. How do you judge the tour, the Lions tour?
Oh, I think we're very pleased with the overall series. I think we've proven beyond doubt that interest in this particular and very unique part of our game is still incredibly strong. And I think New Zealanders, once again, will be very proud of the way they hosted a large number of visitors during a major event.
The result wasn't what we wanted, but 20-plus thousand fans in New Zealand, a huge impact on the economy, Steve.
Yes, those numbers will come through in due course, but yes, certainly the visitors did what we knew they would do. They come to New Zealand, they enjoy the country, they're great tourists, they spend well, and as you say, very, very helpful for the economy, and more than just in the centres that we played in as well. We got plenty of reports of Lion fans being spread right throughout the country as they enjoy this wonderful country we live in.
Would you say it's been one of the best tours you've been involved in?
Yeah, well, I'm very privileged. I was around in 2005, and that was pretty special too, and we were, at that stage, of course, trying to convince the world we could host major events and get World Cup here. So we had that experience we could build on this time round, and really want to thank everybody that's been involved, all of the venues, the cities, and largely most Kiwis who I think really embraced the opportunity to show people what a great space this is.
How do you view the outcome of the series?
Well, it's proven that you put the best players from the United Kingdom together. They've got a very good rugby team. We knew that before they arrived. They named a squad that I think most pundits that knew much about the game said was as strong as any they've ever assembled. And they proved that. And the longer they were here, the better they got. So they were a very, very tough opposition. And it was a great series. Clearly, not the result we planned to get, but that's the sport. The outcome is not supposed to be certain, and it certainly wasn't right till the very last second on Saturday night.
Right, and you think there's much to that, the refs' calls? What do you make of them?
Oh, I'm the same camp as Steve Hansen. Larry, you know, the referees make the decisions on the paddock, and that's where it stands and falls. Those decisions will be reviewed in due course and can be discussed by experts. I think enough people are talking about that. I don't need to get into it.
Right, so Steve Hansen, I mean, it is what it is, and you move on.
Yeah, it is, and as Steve rightly pointed out, you know, we had plenty of opportunities in all three games to do more on the scoreboard than we achieved, and so that's what we've got to focus on. What can we do better? And we'll leave the refereeing performance to those that are experts in that part of the game.
There's a lot of talk about Warren Gatland being the next All Black coach. I mean, how does this process play out? It's not for another couple of years anyway.
Yeah, no, that's right, and we've been saying, certainly I've been saying to anyone that's asked, we'll sit down later this year once all this stuff is out of the way, and we'll determine exactly what process will be followed, and we'll let everybody know, all those that are interested, how that will pan out. And then you know, the process will be the process. Our board will decide who the next All Black coach will be. I think certainly the group that I'm working with, our job is to make sure we've got some choices, and that's what we're working hard to ensure.
Does the next All Black coach have to be based in this country for a period of time? How does that work?
Yeah, well, the policy basically says that at the moment. It's really designed to make sure that whoever takes over the All Blacks understands what's going on in our game here, knows where the All Blacks are currently at, and has a really accurate vision for what the future looks like and how to get there. So, as I say, though, all those policies are reviewed, and the world's changed a lot since we wrote it, hasn't it? You know, the technology and the analysis of games is a bit different too. So I think the critical issue, though, is that whoever does get the job needs to know what's going on in our game here. And clearly that's an advantage if you're in the country.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Chu, New Zealand Rugby Chief Executive.